Well, Tyler, with the Superior Watershed Partnership is with us. And Tyler, quite an ambitious project. Describe kind of the scope of it, what you guys ended up doing.
Certainly, yeah. So we received a grant from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to put boots on the ground and actually people on the water for the next couple of years in coastal communities all along the shore of Lake Superior in the Upper Peninsula. So thinking coastal communities, really anywhere on the lake shore, we want to work with these different groups and tribes to get some of that marine debris that may be located on the shore or even underwater out of Lake Superior.
And that was kind of my next question is where do you have some specific areas in mind to actually start to utilize this grant and to actually do the work?
Certainly, yeah, and the scope is pretty broad. Really anywhere on that 600-mile stretch of Upper Peninsula, Lakeshore and Lake Superior is our project area. So any municipalities, local governments, tribes, counties can reach out if they have a project area in mind or would like someone to come check it out. We're looking for ideas on places to host events and get people out there to clean up shorelines, harbors, nearshore waters. It's a pretty wide-reaching project.
So what kind of stuff are you in the grant proposal? Are you talking about cleaning up? I'm sure you're not going out to clean up PCBs or anything, you know, like that. You know, hazardous materials. But what kind of stuff are you looking to? You know, would this project entail?
So one of the more common items that we find in Lake Superior and at Marquette's annual lower harbor cleanup, they commonly find tires. They've recovered over 8 tons of tires in 3 years. So we expect to find a lot of tires, but we can remove anything from small things like plastic bags, bottles, cans, fishing gear to some bigger things, large chunks of industrial debris. We're planning to have the resources to make some big removals as well.
And so how you said you had 3 years to actually complete this grant?
Yes, so we're in the planning stages on this grant currently. We'd like to start to find our partners in these coastal communities of Lake Superior this fall and do some site visits and then really hit the ground running in 2022 and continue through 2023, getting as much marine debris off of our coastlines and waters as we can.
And those interested could just give the partnership a call to kind of get the ball rolling on an idea.
Yeah, like I said, any municipalities, local governments, counties, tribes are more than welcome to reach out. They can find our contact information on our website. Which is www.superiorwatersheds.org.